He's saying of Ibrahim al-Khawwas, who was one of the Salihin from Sham, and he gave five things in which the heart could be cured. Dawa al-Qulub fi khamsati ashya. Qira'at al-Qur'an bit-tadabbur. Reading the Qur'an with reflection. The heart can be cured by the Qur'an. The Qur'an is shifa lima fi sudur. It's a cure of what's in the heart. And we have to return to the Qur'an. We have to become people of Qur'an. We have to become people of tilawa. We have to become, and tilawa in Arabic means to recite, but it also means to follow. It's a beautiful language. You see, it means to recite, but it also means to follow. الَّذِينَ يَتْرُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Those who recite the book of Allah as it should be recited, as it should be followed. Not only do they read it, but they actually act according to it. وَالْقَمْرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. The moon, when it follows the sun, talaha, it's the same word, tala yatlu, to recite. So reciting the Qur'an should mean following the Qur'an. So we should recite it with tadabbur. And then he says, وَخَلَا الْبَطَنْ. The al-bitna tuzhib al-fitna. That too much food will ruin your intellects. And one of the signs the Prophet said after the qurun al-mufaddala, he said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونَ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونُهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونُ ثُمَّ يَظْهَرُ فِيهِمْ السَّمَنْ. And then he said, and then people start getting plump. And that doesn't count for the ladies, it counts for the men. Because the urf of people, some countries, the women are plump, and there were sahabiyat that we know, even the Prophet's beloved wife Sauda, Omar, when he saw her, because she was a heavyset woman, even though she had the hijab, he said, I know who you are, Sauda, because she was heavyset. So the Prophet didn't bother her about that. So it's not, you know, that's not, the women need weight for childbirth and things like that, but not pathological weight, and we should know the difference. So the khala al-batan, wa qiyam al-layl, the getting up in the night, literally this will purify the heart and cure the heart of diseases. Wa tadarru' inda sahar, and the time of sahar is an important time, right before the fajr. That is the important time. My sheikh wrote a beautiful poem, يا نفسي قومي ورعي وانزجري واللذة الدنيا دميعا فهجري. And then he says, ولا سيما الهجوع وقت السحري. Leave all of the pleasures of this world, especially that pleasant sleep right before Fajr. You have to abandon that sleep, and inshallah Allah give us the strength to do that, because that's a time, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Those people who during that ashar, they ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, this is what we have to do to revive this ummah, to begin to get up and complain to the one who loves complaint. Allah loves complaint. Everybody in creation hates complaint. You come to me, start complaining to me, and I'm gonna not be very patient. But you go to Allah and He loves complaint. And we know in the hadith that He actually will not answer the prayer of a slave that He loves, because He loves to hear him call on Him. SubhanAllah. So Allah loves that. So we should make tadarru'. And the last one, mujalasat al-salihin, sitting with the righteous people. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, attaqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and be with those of sidq, of truthfulness, people who remind you of Allah. Like Ahmed Zarruq said, لا تصحب إلا من ينهضك حاله ويدلك على الله مقاله. Don't take as a companion except one who his state will get you nasheed, with get you going, get you energized to be worship Allah. ويدل على الله مقاله, and what he says takes you to Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله جزاك الله خير.